Listeners and viewers, Ron Stefanski, and we are back with episode 2 with Tech Titan, John Baker from D2L. John, welcome back. We took a quick break so we could give you a chance to breathe, and you don't typically take many chances to breathe. I mean, you're doing many things at once, and I think the story of Skills Wave kind of speaks to that. So you have this big, big D2L platform. The company's serving millions of students now. It's huge. Running that is kind of a big time, big league, full-time gig. But you decided, nah, that's not enough. I've got more to do. And so you decide to conceive of another company that's going to grow out of D2L, and that's SkillsWave. So number one, are you insane, crazy to be doing this? Yes, probably. But that's what all of our tech titans ultimately are, is a little bit crazy to take on more than any normal mere mortal might consider. But what prompted this? And what do you see as the big, you know, you're a long-term vision guy. So where do you see? I think we should be looking at SkillsWave as something that tells us about how John Baker sees the future of e-learning.
Yeah, I prefer the term inspired. How about we use that as the right term for how I'm feeling? I keep going back to the central question. What's the most important problem I could solve that would have the biggest impact in the world? And I've spent a lot of time working with the Business Council, both in the U.S. and Canada, trying to understand what industry needed for learning. And it became very clear to me that partnering industry with academia was a great way for us to provide better upskilling for the workforce. And we could probably have an even bigger impact in workforce upskilling than we did into helping launch students into their careers. Because there wasn't a lot of support for helping people go from, you know, step A to, you know, in their career to where they wanted to wind up long term. And so SkillsWave was born out of trying to remove all the friction that gets in the way of connecting an employer and their employees to these academic partners that can provide fantastic upskilling with all kinds of different programs for folks all over the world.
You know, that makes a lot of sense from my perspective. E-learning looked a little unusual to me from this standpoint, and I may be oversimplifying it, but when I started out in education, I started out in the textbook world, and we would sell these textbooks, and they would have an apparatus, the book, and the content in them. When we started launching learning platforms, we kind of broke, you know, it's kind of like we took Coke and the can and made them two separate things where they once were one. You can't have one without the other. And so in the world of e-learning, you have content or experience on one side, and then you have this learning platform on the other. It almost sounds to me, and again, I am probably oversimplifying this, but it seems like that's what you've done here, is you've merged two incredibly interdependent operational things in the learning experience. One is a platform upon which you can engage and connect with people, but then also the stuff of which drives a course, and that's content, but that's learning experiences, and that's subject matter expertise, and all those other kinds of things. Is that an oversimplification?
Well, no, I think you're nailing it. For many companies in the past, they would spend a lot of time buying content to help with the upskilling. And rarely was that content ever used by the folks that were in their companies, or it was kind of like a one size fits all for everybody. And I think what we have with education is more than just simply content. It's the ability for them to build a network. It's the ability for them to build new peers in other industries that really understand what they need to do in their career in terms of how to take the next steps. It's also the skills and the content, the learning experiences that go along with it as well, too. But with these high-value upskilling opportunities, it really gives companies a new approach to helping people accelerate in their careers. And critically, most companies don't have a whole bunch of people that can help with the learning design and the development of these internal programs to support that career development. So the ability for them to leverage these academic partners to be able to support, you know, their own ambition, whether it's, you know, an ROI number or internal promotion rate number or retention of staff, or perhaps the ability for them to do things because they've got new skills that allow them to, for example, open up a new store because now they have the people that can actually run it. These things are critical for the success of these businesses, and for them to have less friction in that journey, if you will, of personalizing the career pathways with the right upskilling, with the right right employee, was not easy. And so SkillsWave at the heart is trying to solve that problem. And absolutely, it's way more than just simply content.
Yeah, I think the other thing that I noticed about this whole trend is as we focus more on skills, what companies find, the friction you're talking about in some respects is economic, because I need a lot of content, but you don't have all of it, so I've got to go get some over here or over there. I think the vision that you're presenting is an exciting one, because you're kind of going back to the old roots of what education should be, and that's democratized so that it has access for everyone. And you're kind of making that easier, because what it seems to me with SkillsWave is by doing that work, by eliminating that friction, by creating partnerships where all this stuff comes together seamlessly, you're making it possible for smaller companies to do the business of learning with their employees and to get into the business of upskilling their employees. And to me, that is the biggest social impact issue of education today, is making education relevant. And in by relevant, I mean creating experiences and knowledge that carry people forward in their jobs, either to do them better or to do more, right?
Exactly. Imagine what it means for someone to be able to get that promotion, to be able to take that next step, to pick up the skills they're going to need for that big raise. These are high impact opportunities to really change someone's life. And I think, you know, being able to personalize that to the individual was near impossible for these companies. And so with our platform, with AI to say, okay, here's the job that you're in. Here's the career paths that are available to you. Here's the postings that we can scrape from your own company's website to say, here's the skills that are in demand, mapping that back to the academic programs that are a perfect fit for helping you grow. This removes a lot of friction in that system. And most companies have budget for this. Even small companies are willing to spend a little bit of money to help each individual grow in their career. And so the ability to take that friction out makes this now possible for folks, where in the past it was very hard and very few people took this up.
Well, in full transparency, I am an advocate for SkillsWave, working with Sasha and your team there. But I got to say, this is newfound territory, because a lot of the platform work, and you know this from working with big operations, you know, the platforms have been available to those who have sufficient capital infrastructure to take it on. What I think SkillsWave is creating is the possibility for many mid-market companies to come in now and say, you know what, upskill, we have to upskill. And up until now, they've said, yeah, we'd like to do that, but we can't afford that. We can't, you know, we just simply can't do it. And now you're creating an economic platform that allows people to access very critical education for their very specific employees and the very specific jobs that they have available at any given time. That's pretty powerful. That now, how much of that would you say is informed by AI, and how much is that informed by partners working together and pulling all this information together to make more personalized learning happen?
Well, you're highlighting the real value of SkillsWave is the fact that we can have a whole big team that's working on curating all sides of that marketplace, if you will. We're making sure that we've got the right programs in place to support the skills of the future that all these different industries are going to need. We're making it easy for an individual employee to say, this is the right program for me to take the next step in my career. We're making it easy for the employer to be able to say, okay, let's manage the whole workflow around approving somebody into a program, billing for it, paying for it, all of that effort. And for the company, the platform itself is free. All they're paying for is the actual upskilling that's being done by these academic and other partners that we have as part of this network. And so it just reduces all that friction. And I think another big innovation here is we're doing a usage-based model around product-led growth, if you will, which means it's not just the large companies. We work with many of those, but it can be a, you know, somebody that has 8 employees that also signs up just through the website. And so just democratizing access to the highest quality upskilling for everybody around the world is a big part of the vision here behind SkillsWave. Early days, but exciting times ahead.
No, it's very exciting because I don't think that a lot of people have thought, wow, we're ever going to get away from spending a lot of money bringing these big platforms online so that we can address our employees' needs. What you're basically saying is you don't need to do that. You can just give your employees that piece of experience, learning, that class, whatever that is, that micro credential, and you're going to give them just that, and they're going to pay for just that. I mean, that is a wicked smart way to help a lot of companies, and in so doing, democratize learning across industries. Because I think that's been the one barrier is the friction has been economic. You build this big platform, you put a lot of rich content on it, it costs a monumental amount of money. And so not everyone's going to use it at any given time. So there's tremendous inefficiencies in that equation.
Absolutely. You know, and this idea for me generated out of like my meetings with the leadership at Google, Microsoft, LinkedIn, Facebook, when I was in the Valley on a tour of all these wonderful companies. And the line that stood out for me is by making something free, it was the fastest growth engine. And so that's been the premise behind this, is if we remove the barriers for adoption, make it easy for people to jump in, to try to do this upskilling, to prove it out, to scale it across their companies. It is the future of, I think, ed tech. And in my mind, this is a fantastic model for companies to sort of like jump into providing the skills for their employees.
Absolutely. So listeners and viewers, you've been listening to a conversation I've been having here today with John Baker from D2L, and now talking about the launch of his newest venture, SkillsWave. And I have to say, John, it is a testament to long-term thinking that we're at this point now with you and your organization, because you started out as a college student saying, how do I solve a problem in education? And the educational challenge or problem of today is making sure that every company has equal stakes in educating and upskilling their employees and not making it an elitist proposition that's only available at the biggest companies with the biggest budgets. I mean, that's groundbreaking, John, and I applaud you for those efforts.
Thank you very much, Ron. You know, it takes a village sometimes to bring these things to life. And I'm incredibly proud of the team that we've put together at SkillsWave. Lots of work being done with the partners, the early adopters of this type of technology. You know, there's a lot of friction in the system, and we're working very hard to take it all out.
That's fantastic.
So, exciting times.
John, any last thoughts before we close out this episode?
No, I just appreciate the viewership, appreciate the getting the message out, and if there's partnership opportunities or people want to reach out, one of the things that we've always tried to do at D2L and now SkillsWave is to build strong partnerships, both with clients and others in the space, to build this as more of an ecosystem, not just simply us trying to do it all, if you will. So thank you, and look forward to talking the next time.
So listeners and viewers, do us a favor and get disrupted with us. Go and engage with us. Tell us what you think of what John shared this afternoon, and give us more. Give us more of your ideas about where this is all going. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode of Disrupt Ed.